Having already undergone tremendous hardship in its flight from Moscow, the Grand Army faced the greatest challenge of the return march, some 200 miles from the Polish frontier, where it was forced to cross the ice-filled Berezina River in the presence of three converging Russian armies. Charged with seizing a crucial bridge at Borisov, Marshal Widenow advanced on the town on the 22nd of November, but was unable to prevent the Russians from burning the bridge. Next, Widenow was ordered to find a suitable point at which new bridges might be constructed, and on the 25th, French engineers went to work at the village of Studenka. Meanwhile, west of the river, General Chichagov succumbed to various French subterfuges and ordered the bulk of his forces south to prevent an expected move on Bobrusk. With the west bank of the river in front of Studenka now largely undefended, Widenow quickly established a foothold on the opposite shore, and by afternoon, with the first of two bridges complete, the French vanguard began streaming across. By the next morning, both Widenow and Ney's corps had crossed and were soon engaged in fighting off Chichagov's troops near Bolshoi Stakhov. Meanwhile, another Russian army under Wittgenstein had closed in on the remaining French corps east of the river, and on the night of the 27th, the Russians succeeded in cutting off and destroying an entire division of the French rear guard. By the morning of the 28th, however, the bulk of the Grand Army had made the crossing and continued its march westward, abandoning some 10,000 stragglers who had been unable to cross. In the end, out of an army that had originally numbered over 400,000, less than 30,000 survivors of the French invasion force would reach Polish territory.